Tom Brady has joined us, as he does every Monday. And Tom, first of all, you got to say hello to Troy.
I know. What a nice surprise for me on a Monday morning.
Hey, buddy. My name is Troy Brown, if you don't remember me at all. You know, I played with you for several years. You know, you're big time now, man. And you're doing well for yourself, man. I'm proud of you. And great to see such a lot of success, man. And you got to talk to me about this this 319 passes in a row, man, without throwing an interception or turnover. That's pretty amazing goal you've accomplished there, man.
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, as much as, you know, everyone points to me for that, I think there's a lot to, you know, so much of that goes into what we're doing offensively. So with the protection that I get from the offensive line, you know, I'm really never forced into rushing throws. Also, we've been ahead a lot of these games, so, you know, you really don't need to jam the ball into those tight areas that you would if you were, you know, really desperate in the second half trying to get back. And, you know, the receivers have done a great job of securing the catches, and there's a lot that goes into it. So,
yeah,
you know, I think it's been pretty great. We were talking about this morning for the last, I think, seven games or something like that. It's been like, you know, we've gotten the ball 22 times off turnovers and haven't given it up once. So, you know, I think that's a pretty impressive stat just from an overall team basis. And, you know, all the guys work pretty hard at it. And as you know, Troy, that's something that that's preached every day is turnovers and securing the ball. And I think that's really why, you know, we've been winning these games. So that's going to need to continue.
Tom, I'm sure the question that is going to be foremost all week on all the talk shows everywhere is going to be, with the Miami game not needed in a sense, how will Bill approach it in terms of you particularly and then anybody else that you know, that nature?
Yeah, well, I think I'm not sure, obviously, but I'll tell you this. It's not going to surprise me one bit for us to go out there and to do everything we can to win this game. I mean, I think that's just the way he's been approaching things all year. So I would really expect nothing different than that.
Well, I know you, Tom. You want to play the whole 60 minutes.
Of course I do. I mean, I just think that's, you know, I mean, I think that's, I mean, that's the best part of the week.
Exactly.
Out there playing.
Yeah.
And I just, to have really, you know, on a game where we don't play this week or the following week. I mean, you really won't play a meaningful game for three weeks. But I think, you know, Bill thinks that's good. So.
Yeah, I mean, we've been getting a lot of calls about that and people saying that, you know, Tom should sit, you know, look what happened to Tom, look what happened to Wes Welker last year. And I've been trying to explain to him, I mean, that's, you can't approach the game that way, being afraid of things like that happening to you, man. Maybe you can help me out and kind of, you know, share some insight on it too, and let some of these callers know that you really can't go out and play the game that way.
No question. And I think it's also the point that, you know, there's only 45 guys active for a game each week. So it's not like in college where you have 95 kids on the roster.
Two number 12s.
I mean, exactly. So, you know, in a situation like this, you say, oh, what, you know, so-and-so is important, but this person is not important. I mean, that's not the way it is. We're all part of this team, and listen, we've all been playing hard for the entire season, so, you know, to go out and play this week, you know, I think all the guys are excited about a 14-2 record. I mean, 14-2 is a hell of a record, so, I mean, that's a great goal for us.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I just think that's as good a record as we've had other than 2007.
Yep.
And, you know, we play a lot of good football teams this year, and to finish it off the right way this week against a team that really is always a tough opponent for us, you know, it would be a great way to finish the season.
This is at least, this will be the fourth time that you would be 14-2, at least. This will be, you had the back-to-backs and have this year and, of course, the 07 team. So, yep. You know, that it is a tremendous accomplishment. And speaking of which, as these things mount in the career, Tom, do you have any difficulty do you ever have any inclination to think about these kind of ongoing things, or are you always focused on the moment? I mean, is that really true?
Well, you know, I think I don't reflect very often, I'll tell you that. You know, maybe at the end of the season or in March, or it's just, I don't think it does you any good at this point. You know, I think our goals for this season are still ahead of us. And then next year we'll set different goals. And last year we set different goals, and those have really come and gone. So the only thing you really have to focus on is what you have ahead of you and what you're trying to accomplish. So, and I learned that from Coach Belichick, and really all of us players take the lead from him. And that's where your satisfaction is. It's in the trying to accomplish, you know, the things we set out for. So, you know, I feel that we're really not where we need to be. And, you know, although we're going in the right direction, you know, we've got our toughest games are ahead. And, you know, I'd love for us to go out this week and play a great game against Miami, you know, and then see who we play there in a couple weeks. But, you know, we got plenty of time to worry about the playoffs, and the playoffs don't start next week. You know, we got one more game before that. So I think that's, you know, that's really where it lies for us.
And I agree with you. And a lot of great questions coming in right now, Tom. I think one of the other ones, one of the big questions that's been coming in is, you know, your role as a leader on this football team. I think people are seeing a much more demanding Tom Brady, a much more passionate Tom Brady on the football field. And, you know, I've kind of explained a little bit too about, you know, you've always been that way, and maybe you didn't have to show it as much because of other leaders you had on the field who were just as vocal as you are this year. So did you feel an added emphasis to be more of that leader on this football team just because of the youth on the team this year?
I think, you know, certainly, you know, partly yes. You know, there's definitely, you know, that element where, you know, I don't have you to look at and rely on like I did for so long, or David, or you know, David Givens, or, yeah. You know, certainly Dion I do, and Wes I do, but and Algie I do, but, you know, at the running back position, at the receiver position, at the tight end position, I mean, we have a very young team.
And so, even so, more so on the defensive side of the ball, where guys didn't speak out at all, really, you know?
No question. And I think, you know, when we were, you know, early on in this decade, you know, we were very much of a defensive team. So the defensive leadership was so important to the team. And that's where a lot of our veteran players were. So, you know, that's really who we listened to and took our cues from. But, you know, I think the other thing is, you know, you just try to stress the importance that we have, you know, the kind of opportunity that we have, because it's not every year that you're in this position. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You don't take, when you do have an opportunity to, you know, for example, yesterday, to seize, you know, a home field advantage, first round bye, like, you just, those are hard to come by.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That doesn't happen. So you got to take advantage of it when you get it, because every year is not going to be like this. You know? And I think when you do have that opportunity, you have to make it count.
Tom, without
playing.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Without placing you in the middle of a labor management discussion, could you just address how important Logan Mankins has been since he's come back?
Well, he's been phenomenal, because, you know, he sets the tone for everybody. Logan is a different kind of guy. You know, Logan is all business, and he wants to go out there and he wants to maul people. I mean, that's what he does. It's just his personality. He's been like that since the first day he got here. So, you know, Logan is just exactly what you see on the sideline is the kind of guy Logan is. And he's all about the team. He's all about the team's success. You know, he's a man of his word. And I think it's, you know, Logan's just, he's a hell of a teammate. I mean, he's got obviously all the physical skills that you're looking for. And his attitude and what he brings to the toughness of our group is someone that's really irreplaceable. So, you know, that's mm-hmm. someone that, you know, is a huge asset to this offense.
We've been talking, a lot of texters and callers today have been kind of reminiscing their favorite Troy Brown reminiscences. I'm going to ask you to join in and a little memory lane stroll. Tom Brady reflects on playing with Troy Brown.
Sure. Well, I think for Troy, I have a... you know, I have very vivid memories from, you know, being in the pocket and looking downfield in certain routes that he ran. You know, like, for example, in the Super Bowl when I was rolling out in 03 against Carolina, rolling out to the left in the two-minute drill, and I fired the ball over the middle, and Troy jumped up and made a hell of a catch. You know, a situation we were backed up. I always can remember his eyes when I threw him the ball. You know, and his eyes would light up. I mean, the biggest eyes you've ever seen. As you know, just his concentration and focus whenever he saw the ball coming. So, you know, those are things that I think of with Troy. Troy's the best. There's only one Troy Brown, man. There's, you know, if you look up New England Patriot in the dictionary, there's a picture of Troy's smiling face right there.
As your niece would say, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. She loves Charlie Brown. So. That was her favorite player, and it still is her favorite player.
That's great to hear, man.
Tom, you are 13-2. And what was your biggest area of concern looking at the schedule and the season and where you guys were way back when in September 5th as you're ready to start the game, first game against the Bengals, and how has it materialized?
Well, I don't think anyone really realized, you know, how it would go. I think we as players, it was a totally new team you know, is it going to be a different style that we had? So there still was a lot of transition over the course of the season with, you know, Lawrence being gone and Logan coming back and Randy being traded, you know, adding Dion, adding Danny Woodhead, you know, all these critical pieces of the puzzle that happened over the course of the season. So, God, I don't know, in September 5th, I'm really not sure what I was thinking, you know, other than just to try to figure out what kind of team we were going to be. But I'll tell you, the way the team worked in training camp and worked in the mini camps, you know, I thought we'd be a pretty good team. I think that's, you know, everyone really loves to practice. Everyone loves to work hard. No one's bitching or complaining about the things that our coach asks us to do. And I think that's really the mark of a good team, a team that continues to make improvements over the course of the season. So, and we're not done making improvements. You know, guys are still finding roles for themselves and becoming more dependable each week. And this is when you need to start, you know, really being playing air-free football, because we've played now, you know, 15 regular season games and 4 preseason games. That's 19 games of football over 100 practices. So, you know, we've got to be really hitting our stride at this point. You know, this week would be a good week to finish it off with.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Tom. This is a great time to be in stride and improving day after day, not week by week, but at all your practices and everything like that too. And you mentioned the Randy Moss trade, and I take you back a little bit, you know, because I think some people wonder how easy or how difficult the transition was that you made from, you know, because obviously it was a different style offense now than it was the week of the Randy Moss trade, and how you were able to make that transition so easily and smoothly with everybody. And obviously that first week with Branch back in the lineup, it wasn't pretty, but you saw the progression happen week after week after that, after the trade went down, though.
Sure. Well, and I think what happens is, you know, everybody has a different set of skills. And if we were to ask, you know, Dion to do all the things that Randy did, you know, it wouldn't work very well. And if we were to ask Randy to do all the things that Dion could do, that wouldn't work very well. So really, our offense has always catered to the strength of our players and what we're able to do best. I mean, you don't see, you know, a lot of naked bootlegs from the quarterback position. You know, that's not what I do well. I don't play the.
You don't run well,
Michael Vick. No, I mean, yeah, that's a newsflash. I know, but you know, I'm not Michael Vick back there. So, you know, what we do fits the way the quarterback plays with the running backs, the way they play. The way the line blocks, the way the receivers are able to run routes and get open. So really what happens for us in our offense is our offense evolves to the strength of what our guys can do. And if you do that, you can still be extremely efficient and score a lot of points. And you may not have certain types of plays in your offense anymore, but you also add other types of plays in your offense that you didn't have before. So, you know, you guys come and go over the course of the season, whether it be the injury or trade or being released, and that's why the train just keeps rolling.
Yep, you have to adapt.
So, Tom, does this mean you don't want to run the play I have concocted for you, which would just shock the world? It's a guaranteed touchdown in the red zone from the 5-yard line in. A quarterback draw for you?
Yeah, you look pretty good yesterday.
Who would be expecting a quarterback draw from you on the five?
They would definitely not be working.
We had a debate who would win the foot race between you and Conley when we saw you went up the middle yesterday on that scramble up the middle, and then you slid down there. So I think a few guys put their money on Conley.
Tom, you may not be aware that you have been discussed as a potential MVP candidate. And the other day, Michael Vick was asked who he would vote for MVP, and he did smilingly say Michael Vick. What's your impression, what's your feeling on this whole MVP thing?
Well, you know, I think that my feeling as always is, I mean, a most valuable player in a team sport, I mean, it's really, to me that doesn't make a lot of sense, so. You know, I can understand you have a most valuable golfer or something like that, but you know, what Michael Vick, I mean, he's a hell of a player. I mean, he's a great player, and he's the best player, you know, for that team. And, you know, he fits what they do well, and Peyton Manning fits what his team does well. And, you know, unfortunately, it's really a quarterback award. You know, not a lot of other great players get that recognition, which, you know, they probably should. There's so many great players in the league, but, you know, it's just, I guess it's something that they have to do. But, you know, the only award I ever care about is, you know, a Super Bowl ring. That's the only one that's most
the next one, as you always say.
February 7th at about 9:30
yes,
Eastern.
Indeed.
That's what you're looking forward to, I think.
That's right.
And smiling broadly.
Well, I'm lobbying for you down here, man. And trust me, you won't say it, but I must tell everybody, vote for Tom Brady for MVP. He deserves it. He's the best player in the league, you know. And no matter what he says to y'all on the radio, he's a damn good football player, and he always has been.
We are, of course, talking with Tom Brady, and that voice was Troy Brown. And it is time now, Tom, for our quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Irving Oil. And Mike Winters from Rochester wants to know, and by the way, are you still in the other Rochester, you guys?
Yeah, we're in Rochester, New York right now. I'm looking out the window in snowy Rochester.
Yeah, well, when do you get back home? And the question is, Tom, how much has the production from the run game in 2010 made the offense better?
Well, I think that's something that, you know, we were talking about a little bit earlier of how your offense evolves. And I think it's with Danny and with Benny, with those guys running the ball, both of them almost had 100 yards yesterday. But it takes so much pressure off the run game. Any football team will always tell you that the first thing you have to do is establish a run or stop the run. Because if you don't, you'd lose total control of the game. And, you know, we've been able to run the football great this year, very efficiently with what we're doing. You know, if we run it 10 times, we're efficient. If we run it 30 times, we're efficient. So, which means we're gaining yards and we're not losing yards. And, you know, I think that has set up, you know, really our two tight end offense and our play action passing game because we're able to run the ball.
Yeah.
So, you know, we really took control of the game yesterday because we were running the ball. And, you know, that was just, that's really what has carried us all season long is the running game and setting up our play action passes.
All right, Mike Winters has just won a $50 gift card. Well, Troy, we have to say goodbye to Tom.
Tom, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, good luck and safe travels back home in this bad weather, man. Hope you guys make it in tonight sometime to see your families and all that good stuff. And if I don't talk to you before the new year, man, have a happy and safe new year. And I'm definitely giving you my vote, and I'm lobbying for you for the MVP of this league.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Tom, I'm lobbying Coach O'Brien and Coach Belichick. Quarterback draw for Tom. That's the play. Tom Brady, thank you very much.
I'll love you that.
All right.
Hey, bye, guys. Great talking to you.
Okay. All right. There it is, the one and only Tom Brady. What more can I say? On the AT&T hotline, find out what's possible with the nation's fastest mobile broadband network, AT&T. Rethink possible.